we all follow the procedures, and we know that the issue for which this man goes to jail or this man goes to court is based on the function of a minister of government. And minimally, we think that the circumstances under which this man was removed from office require some kind of investigation, which the journalist was trying to report. And if that is the issue for which he now bears a punishment to spend virtually lifetime imprisonment, I think it is too much for our government to do to anybody. Our courts should not be doing that. So we're calling on the courts, we're calling on the government to exercise some very high degree of wisdom here to release this man for further detention.
You said you are calling on the government, yet, you know, the process went through a court. Are you saying the Liberian government or the court? Because if the government comes in, let's say President Sirleaf comes in, people might consider that as her interfering with the ruling of a court.
We're not calling on the president. We said government. I mean, this is a collective leadership of our country. This is the judicial branch of our government. And therefore, if the government were acting, will act through the judiciary. We think the questions that come into our country today is being, it should be answered by the government. And the government spokesperson happened to be the president and those in authority.
There are some people who say perhaps Rodney Sie, by not coming to the Supreme Court to argue his case, disrespected the Supreme Court. What do you think is at stake here? Is it the $1.5 million fine? Why do you think he continues to be in jail?
I think it's a combination of both, but the Supreme Court issue should outweigh the verdict from the lower court. The Supreme Court feels anger by this, and I think no journalist, no citizen should go to that length to disrespect the Supreme Court. I'm not sure we should do that. But my argument in the court is that if Rodney disrespects them in a particular matter, he should get punished for that, and don't give a verdict to somebody else that really don't deserve all of this argument that we're making today.
There is some information which is floating suggesting that perhaps Rodney Sie or Front Page Africa should apologize. Would the press union welcome an apology from Mr. Sie?
I will ask Mr. Sie in no time to apologize if he has to the Supreme Court. And I think all of us should be in a position to do that, to apologize to the Supreme Court.
In the meantime, there are reports that Mr. Sie has been on a hunger strike. How true are such reports?
The last time I was in the prison, I didn't get that kind of feeling that he was on a hunger strike. I've heard it myself, but I've not been able to verify this. I hope this is not true.